you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
What's black and yellow and has a green thumb? This is Sandra Tsinglo with the lowdown on science, saying, bumblebee gardeners? We know bees buzz around gardens, collecting pollen from flowers. But climate change is altering when flowers bloom. Until the flowers show up, there's no pollen for bees to eat. What's a hungry bee to do? Consuelo de Mores and team from the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology, Zurich, investigated. The researchers gave bees access to plants that hadn't yet flowered, first within cages in a lab, then on rooftops where they were free to fly around. Strangely, in both cases, the bees nibbled on the leaves but didn't eat them. Why? The bees bit the leaves just enough to stress the plant. This caused the plants to produce flowers faster. Some blooms appeared 30 days earlier than normal. When the plants started blooming, the bees stopped nibbling and went back to harvesting pollen. This nifty trick may help bees survive if future flower blooms are unpredictable. Guess I'll leave my gardening gloves to the bees. Teeny weeny gardening gloves.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with UC Irvine and 89.3 KPCC, with support from the Fuse Family Foundation and W.W. Norton's The Mad Woman and the Roomba by Sandra Tsinglo Lowe.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.